The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hello, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. Yep, crazy as I can be today, it's Friday. Why not? It's the 20th of July, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Instagram is at it again, this time testing out some features that might be beneficial to us. Yeah, it looks like Instagram is allowing some public users, on Android at least, to allow them to actually manually remove people from their follows list. Yep, in some new screen grabs, at least on the Android platform, you have that option, remove, click it, and bye-bye. Now, this is kind of nice, because up until now, the only way of removing a user from your followers list was to actually block and then unblock them, or you'd have to set your account to private. Now, that block and unblock, yeah, that we all kind of know is that soft blocking. It was a great way to get rid of people for a bit, but hell, the creepy ones always come back, don't they? Now, I'm sure a lot of you is going out there, am I part of this? Am I part of this? Chances are probably not yet. Again, it's currently an experiment that Instagram is trying, and from what we could tell, only available to very selected few public Instagram accounts, only, again, on Android. Get ready for new Xbox hardware! Yeah! Alright, gamers, here we go. Now, believe it or not, Microsoft is planning to attend GamesCon. Remember, that's next month happening in Germany. From what we can see, it's going to be all new Xbox hardware and accessories. Unfortunately, that's about as far as it goes. Microsoft isn't giving us any hints yet. However, though, when I'm meaning new hardware, I'm meaning pretty much just that. Don't expect a whole entire next generation Xbox console yet, nah. Look at it more like a new Xbox bundles and accessories kind of edition. So if you're chomping at the bit just like I am right now, unfortunately we still gotta wait till August 21st. Hey, did you pop on Netflix today? Looks a little different if you're on your TV, doesn't it? Yes, Netflix has refreshed its TV interface. Now we got a little nifty handy navigation bar there. That's going to let you jump into a TV show or, say, a whole bunch of different movies cataloged, all for your convenience now. At least that's how Netflix is putting it. There's also a tab for the latest Netflix content. Imagine that, self-promotion. Meaning you're going to know right away when you get Orange is the New Black or a new Stranger Things. Don't we already know that right away anyway? Saying. One thing that is nice, though, you'll be able to search your My List in a flash now. Before, you'd have to go scroll and scroll and scroll. Yeah, it was a pain. Finally, they've made that a little bit simplified. Now, again, this is only applying for Netflix on your TV. Don't see anything on your phones or tablets right now. They haven't done anything there. And, of course, it'll depend on your TV if you've got the update yet or not. And finally, you one of those diehard people out there saying, by golly, no one is taking my 3G phone away. Well, Verizon doesn't like you. Yep, for all of our Verizon customers in the U.S., you won't get your 3G phone activated anymore. They have officially made it official. They are no longer accepting 3G devices. Your phone or tablet now will at least have to be 4G LTE or even better. I don't know of any better right now, but we all know 5G's coming. In a Verizon statement, they said that for several years, we've been publicly saying that our 3G CDMA network will remain available to the end of 2019. However, though, to facilitate a smoother transition to 4G, they will no longer allow devices that are not 4G LTE compatible. I mean, if you're on 3G right now, you're going to be okay till 2019. But if you're just a retro 3G person and just want to live by it, and Verizon ain't going to let you. Hey, if you're upset, you could always try to bring in a 2G, right? Bring in that first generation iPhone. They didn't mention anything about that, right? If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, powered by TSO Host. That is where you find all of our entertainment, our podcasts, our blog and review section, all over there, all for you, all for free. Also, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And if you're not a part of our BTN community, why not? You hear me talk about it every show. What's taking you so long? Come join us, britishtech.slack.com. The news show headed into the weekend. Oh, yes, indeed. It's time to rest up and kick back and relax. Don't worry, though. We will be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a great weekend and a fantastic Friday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.